and we watch Adam Hogan and Tony Layden having switched to 3 and 6, and we also watched our referee Emil Stapleton getting this game underway here in Mallow. St. Joseph's Tulla looking to reach a first ever Hartley Cup final. They're in the last four for the first time in their history. Straight onto the ball is Darren Nolan from Ballygunner, putting that in towards the full forward line. Referee spotted a push in the back. It was on the full forward Alex Keane. The foul was committed by Tony Layden, and it'll be a first free of the afternoon for the Waterford men. No, about 40 yards out from goal, just maybe 4 or 5 paces in from this near stand touchline, and it will be that man wearing 11, Paddy Fitzgerald from Ballygunner. We won't put the crux on him, Tommy, but it's a free taker opening doors wouldn't mind.
Yeah, and again, you know, very little breeze to contend with, so you know, if he has the accuracy, you know, it's an easy enough one for him to start, but that's easy for us to say.
Left-hand side of the post, he's taking his time with this one, strikes it straight and true. Never in doubt, never wavered as it went straight over the crossbar, so just with 54 seconds on the clock, it's De La Salle striking first blood, of course. Plenty clear interest as well in the other semi-final. Ardscoil Reach taking on Thurles, that game on out in Nina in McDonough Park. First puck out of the afternoon, going long, down in the direction of the Tulla half-forward line, just at the moment, waiting for this ball to square clear. Good challenge put in there by Oisin O'Connor from Feakle, with the ball still there to be won right around that half forward line. It is James Allward from Mooncoin trying to pick that ball up, kicks it forward, tries to get it away. Good tracking back though by Mikey McMahon, the O'Callaghan's Mills man, making sure there'll be no clean possession. One two handy outside, bit of a scrum starting to develop between the 45 and 65, and it is Jack Toomey from the De La Salle club that has it in his hands at the moment. Puts it low in towards Alex Keane, he's on the 45 metre line, lays it off, and suddenly the overlap is created, bearing down on goal. First big chance of the afternoon, and he's put it away. It's Jack Toomey with the finish. The overlap created by the hard work outside around the middle third, the overlap went in, and Jack Toomey took that ball in, beat two or three defenders on his way, and in fairness gave Aaron Shanahan little chance inside the St. Joseph's Tulla goal. Dream start for De La Salle, 1-1 to no score with 2 minutes gone.
Yeah, there was stalemate in there, you know, the ball, neither team could get control of it, but it broke to Alex Keane. You know, he took it on, he had two players overlapped, and as you said, Toomey took it in, and a great opening start for De La Salle.
Chance now for the men from St. Joseph's Tulla to respond straight away as we go out the far side of the field to the midfielder Derek Hill from Clooney Quinn, taking the ball on the hurley. Referee spotted that he'd been pulled back, and that's a good positive response after the concession of that goal. It'll be a first opportunity of the afternoon for Sean Whittacombe to go over and take the free, 45 yards out from goal. And Tommy, I suppose we look back on the St. Joseph's Tulla journey throughout, the concession of an early goal, one word that Tarun Sahi has used about this team is grit, so these young men, in fairness, they won't be too rattled by that.
Yeah, and again, I suppose, you know, the stakes are getting higher as we go through the competition, but you know, probably they wouldn't have wanted to have conceded that early, but there's loads of time. Match wasn't won in the first minute or two, so they've loads of time.
Sean Whittacombe with his first attempt at the post, puts it straight between them. You can hear the crowd in the background here behind us. Fabulous atmosphere. We've come to see these types of scenes at Hartley Cup games. They create a very, very unique setting. That's a long puck out from the De La Salle goalkeeper, and it's the goal scorer Toomey that picks it up on the 21 metre line, trying to a little bit too clever. Adam Hogan took one step back and released it to Derek Yeo on his own 45 metre line, drives it long down in the direction of Conor O'Donnell. Two De La Salle defenders coming out to try and watch him. Good challenge put in by Fionn Hickey to turn that ball over. Now releases it into the corner. It's Owen McMahon, the man from Croisin, very, very close to the sideline. Referee judges that he just put the hurley in around the shoulder. And Tommy, just watching that puck out from Keane Troy, if there was a breeze here, I'd say it would have gone another 15 or 20 yards.
Yeah, and again, you know, it's hard to deal with, because you know the inside line of De La Salle are coming out, and if it breaks off, you know, there's lots of space in behind. They're just going to have to settle on that. I think Tulla have dropped, you know, they're keeping Layden back in front of the goals as an extra man.
Ref, the goalkeeper takes that free for the De La Salle men. It breaks down around the 45 metre line, and it's Tulla in possession, coming through with their captain O'Connor, puts it low in towards Oisin O'Connor. The two Feakle men combining, just ball going to the ground, does very well indeed to get that back onto the 65. It's a nice little tasty delivery there from distance, put it into the corner up high for Colum Cleary to go and win, but it's the De La Salle defence holding firm at the moment and clearing their lines here towards Cormac Cantwell, put under pressure but delivers it long, but only straight down the throw to the man minding the post, that is Tony Layden, just sitting back on his own D, and no De La Salle forward inside 30 yards on that occasion as he drives it long. Another free for Sean Whittacombe, and a sense, Tony or Tommy, that Tulla have now settled into this game.
Yeah, and again, you know, I mean, it was a bad blow at the start, but you know, nothing has fazed them so far, so you know, they're going to get it again, a free from the similar position as he scored the first one, so you know, he should bring it back to make it a 2-point game. It's interesting now that De La Salle have with drawn everyone out the field, and I suppose there's lots of bodies in front of us here, but we'll follow the game with he comes free.
Yeah, Tony Layden took that ball all on his own back on the edge of the D as we watch Sean Whittacombe taking the free. The applause will tell you that it's gone straight between the posts. It's his second of the afternoon, a second as well for St. Joseph's Tulla. He's been the main danger man right throughout their campaign. Just 2 points now between the sides with 5 minutes on the clock. Your commentary compliments of Donlan's in Tulla. Puck out once more from the De La Salle goalkeeper Keane Troy, landing almost at the opposition 45 metre line, and it's picked up by their captain or their other midfielder out there, Caelan Furlong, wearing that number 8 jersey and the yellow helmet, just on the far side of the field on the 21 metre line, delivers it back towards the wing forward. That man is Sam Pinder, referee deciding that there was just a little bit of an afters out on the far sideline. The two lads getting to know each other. It'll be another free, Tommy, in for the De La Salle men. Much more difficult one this time for Fitzgerald to line up.
Yeah, it's out on the sideline, but I suppose, you know, he's an accomplished free taker, so, you know, again, no breeze, no wind, no rain, so, you know, good opportunity to add these first three.
And a big East Clare crowd, as Tommy said, that no doubt the majority will be hanging on to see Scariff Ogunlow in that Munster Club Camogie final at 3 o'clock, where they renew rivalries once more with the Drumminch side that they beat in 2019 and who subsequently then went on to beat Aine Kilnamona in last year's 2020 final. Fitzgerald with the free, and an umpire that's not too bothered about getting out too quickly to the flag.
Yeah, it's early in the morning.
He does indeed pick it up and wave it. It's 1-2 De La Salle, 2 points for St. Joseph's Tulla. That Jack Toomey goal, the big score in the game so far. Fionn Ryan taking the puck out there, pulled around the shoulder by Darren Nolan, what you'd call a quintessential, Tommy, that was a quintessential forwards foul on the 65, his own 65 as it is. Sean Whittacombe will trot across.
Yeah, lazy free, you know, he was probably going nowhere, but look at, I mean, he, smaller player, tends to duck down, and that's what the forward will say, that he ducked down rather than put the hurley around. But again, Whittacombe was coming back to his own 65. As I said, it'll be interesting, the flags on the sideline seem to be dead enough, so, you know, if he has the accuracy, he'd probably have the distance.
Lining up his right foot, standing right on his own 65 metre line, no more than 7 or 8 yards in from this near stand sideline, striking away to the car park end here in this beautiful Mallow GAA complex. Here comes the free. It looks to be tailing off to the left, indeed does well to keep it in play there, and the De La Salle defence are going to have to deal with that. Very pacey corner back play, I have to say, inside there from Conor Keane. Showed a good turn of foot to get out towards the sideline. Turned over to O'Donnell from Broadford, has it, tries to play it back into the centre, but once again the man wearing the number 4 jersey, Conor Keane, is there, but only plays it out as far as O'Connor from Fecal into the centre. It comes, shot at the post now for Whittacombe from the 45 metre line, and he puts it straight between the posts. That's a strong response from the Tullamen to the concession of that goal. Great work by the captain, Ronan O'Connor, put it back onto the centre line, where waiting for it was Sean Whittacombe, 45 yards out. He made no mistake. 1-2 De La Salle, 3 points for St. Joseph's Tulla, 8 minutes played.
Yeah, interesting. After Whittacombe took the free, no one took him up, and he just drifted into the centre, waited for the ball to come across, and, you know, a lovely opportunity for him to put it over the bar.
Derek Hough in possession of the slither on the far side of the field, trying to release it in towards Ronan O'Connor, but that's well read there by Cormac Cantwell. But again, good pressure being put on. No De La Salle defender being allowed to clear his lines too handy, and St. Joseph's Tulla have turned it over once more. Ball kicked right back here, and a big shot coming in there from distance from Fionn Hickey. Has it gone between the posts? Score of the afternoon so far from Fionn Hickey on the far side of the field. It's back to a 1 point game, 8.5 minutes played. De La Salle 1-2, St. Joseph's Tulla 4.
Yeah, one thing very noticeable last week is, you know, that while the other scorers may not be getting on the scoreboard, they have a very high work rate there. You know, turned over the ball and again released it back to Hickey over the bar. Another great score.
Real pressure being put on, and once again Oisin O'Connor fighting hard down along this near stand sideline. The Fecal man takes the shoulder, does well to hold on to the ball. Still, he goes to the 21, tries to play it into the middle. Could be danger here if they can get their hands on this ball, and they have. And coming onto it is the corner forward Colin Cleary. It's level pegging in Mallow. 1-2 for De La Salle, 5 points for St. Joseph's. 9 minutes gone, Tommy, and what's shaping up to be a cracker?
Yeah, again, you know, look at this, the resilience Tulla have. You know, they didn't let that goal and a point early start from De La Salle, you know, unnerve them. They've come back into the game with, you know, five scores, and, you know, they're well in the game. Playing very intelligent hurling, you know, they are. They're using the ball as well.
Half forward line working really hard, Tommy. They're putting savage pressure on around that middle third, aren't they?
That's the trademark of their victories, is hard work.
And they're certainly doing that here this afternoon. Now trying to respond is Cormac Cantwell, the Valley Gunnerman, trying to lay that ball off. And again, the pressure comes on. And again, St. Joseph's Tulla turn that ball over. And working hard back there is the cornerback Fionn Ryan from Tulla. Driving down the field now is Adam Hogan. Lays the ball off to his left-hand side. Low ball driven in there by Fionn Hickey. Looking for the run inside of O'Donnell once more. Trying to make the angle for himself. Has to sweep back around. It's Owen McMahon on the ball on that occasion. And the referee, good refereeing, it has to be said too, from Eamon Stapleton, the Limerick man, right on the scene. Tommy spotted the pullback and a chance for Tulla to take the lead.
Yeah, and again, you know, I mean, he gave him that advantage, and good refereeing, as I said, by Eamon Stapleton. So, you know, it is a chance, and again, a relatively easy chance for a free taker. So let's hope that he can put it over.
Roughly 45 yards out from the goal, slightly to the left-hand side, so it should suit him to cut across this ball and possibly land his fourth point of the afternoon and a sixth for St. Joseph's Tulla. It's the man wearing 11 and the red helmet from Tulla, Sean Whittacombe. Let's see, can he pop this one over with relative ease? He does just that. It's St. Joseph's Tulla hitting the front for the first time in the game. 6 points to 1-2. They lead, Tommy, 10 minutes played.
Yeah, and again, you know, I mean, Tulla really settled into the game. You're playing very controlled hurling, you know, great confidence in each other's ability. Super ball there, hit into the inside line. So, you know, they know what they're about.
Short puck out routine now trying to be worked by the De La Salman, but just taking too much out of it as the ball hit off Sam Pender's arm over on the far side of the field. It'll be a line ball to the men from St. Joseph's Tulla. An extra time victory and a last gasp victory is what has brought them so far this afternoon to this first ever semi-final. You remember a couple of years ago that quarter-final against St. Flannan's in a fabulous occasion inside in Cusick Park, and Flannan's of course going on to win not just the Hearty but also beating St. Kieran's later on, but it was the COVID that robbed them of the chance to win that All-Ireland title. Fionn Ryan robbing the ball there from the Della Salmon and trying to get the hand pass off, but it just goes back to the ground, and now the Waterford men have turned it over through Darren Nolan. Big strong fella this lad, wearing number 15 jersey, plays it up the field. That looks like a tidy strike coming in there from Jack Toomey, but on this occasion the radar is off. But all about again, Tommy, all about the pressure he was put under there by the cornerback Fionn Ryan.
Yeah, you know, Tulla are attacking the ball particularly in the back, so you know they're putting real pressure on the Della Sal forwards, and they're forcing them maybe into positions and shots that they may not want to take.
Conor O'Donnell winning that long ball cleared by Tony Layden, but the ball itself is just going to drop short underneath the crossbar and going in bold as you like was Colm Cleary. Not too often you see that, putting the pressure on the keeper, flicking the ball away and forcing him into conceding the puck out. It's taken quickly, it's in the hands of Rory Dobbin coming up along this near stand sideline, driving it down along to the corner, and again it's won outside there by Darren Nolan. He has won a lot of ball here early doors. Alex Keane coming onto it and laying it off now towards Fitzgerald, but the referee again right on the spot, indicating that it was a throw ball, Tommy. He was no more than 5 or 6 yards away. Again, good officiating.
Yes, again, you know, it was on the spot, you know, very decisive. And again, you know, look at that's a real lift to Tulla, because, you know, Fitzgerald had the ball, and, you know, it was as good as a turnover, and, you know, the crowd really celebrated it.
They certainly did, and it'll be Tony Layden from Tulla to take this free on his own 45 metre line. Decides to go long, driving it down in the direction of Colm Cleary. There up goes the stick, and waiting patiently for the break was Fionn Hickey, but just can't get the ball into his possession now as 3 or 4 De La Salle defenders go around looking for it too is Colm Cleary. Right bit of dash about this fella now as he comes onto the ball, tries to flick it back outside in towards the Broadford man there. O'Donnell dropping it short, but it's going to just go into the waiting arms of the goalkeeper, and he's going to drive it clear and change the direction of the attack down to this near stand sideline. Thought there was a hand on the back there of Fionn Ryan, but he got away with it as we watch Whittacombe picking it. Now Ryan comes up to pick the break between the 45 and 65 metre lines. He's well away from his cornerback spot. A lovely little touch from Whittacombe. If he puts it between the posts, that's a classy score. Just waiting for the ball to squirt clear, stuck out the hurdy with one flick of the wrist, brought it into his possession and smacked it between the posts. Top class score as St. Joseph's go 2 points clear. 14 minutes played, St. Joseph's 7 points, De La Salle 1-2.
Yeah, Fionn Ryan here, number 4, is really having a very influential game. He's on the ball, he's attacking the ball. Did the simple thing, popped it to Whittacombe. Whittacombe still had a lot to do. You said that flick took him over the defender. What a score for Tulla.
Fantastic score. Tony Layden is being a real anchor in this St. Joseph's Tulla defence as well so far today. He's the man that picks up that ball but only forces it down the throat of his opposite number 6. 6. Pádraic Murphy from the famed Moon Coin Club driving it down along that near stand sideline. But once again, look at that, 2 St. Joseph's Tullin forwards putting on real pressure over there and not letting anything come in easy towards this full forward line. That ball is going to drop short indeed. Thought it was going to go wide, but it was well won by Aaron Shanahan, a man with a big future ahead of him between the posts for Tullagh and indeed for the county, no doubt about that. And a great work outside there too by Mikey McMahon from the Mills, winning the free and St. Joe take those first 2 minutes out of it. Tommy, it's been all Tullagh.
Yeah, and again, I suppose, you know, we spoke about maybe that Tullagh maybe overawed by the occasion, you know, and rocked by that goal and a point early on. You know, they really came back into the game playing very confidently and composed. You know, they're working the ball to the man in the better position. So, you know, Tullagh management be very happy.
Tony Layden taking that free, driving it long once more and looking to win this break as a fellow who's been very lively in the early stages, Colm Cleary, as he now goes up towards the 21 metre line, tries to get it away, but as much as the good defending comes on the Tullagh side, great defending, you have to say, by the Della Salmon, and a tidy collection there from Rory Dobbin. Now he's been good here at wing back so far, the Ballyduff floorman driving it forward in towards a 2v1 situation that's in favour of the Tullagh men inside in the defence, and the ball is coming clear. Good tidy defensive play there from the men from Tullagh, and particular Dara Ryan. Whittacombe has the ball, referee is the hand up for advantage, it'll come back for a free. Solid as a rock in defence are the Tullagh men, and when you've got a link man like Whittacombe, Tommy, as the out ball every time, he's really showing up well.
Yeah, and again, he's coming off his centre forward position, which, you know, is leaving. There was De La Salle sweeper and 6, and he's playing from outside. You know, that's a conundrum for the De La Salle defenders, because Whittacombe, you know, if he gets it from, you know, inside his own half, he will score it. But, you know, the Tullagh backs, I'm really impressed by the Tullagh backs. They're attacking the ball, but more importantly, you know, they're not just driving it down the field, they're working it to the man in the better position. So, you know, well coached, and they know what they're about.
Perhaps for the final weekend, we are in water break territory as we watch Sean Whittacombe taking this free just beyond the 65 metre line. Umpires hardly had to look as that ball went straight between the posts. St. Joseph's Tullagh with another on the board. They now lead by 3, 8 points to 1-2. 6 of those have come to the man wearing number 11 as that first water break comes. 8 points, St. Joseph's, 1-2 De La Salle. The clock has stopped at 16:26.
Yeah, you know, real, you know, a super performance. I think it's everything the management could have hoped for. You know, the main thing is that, you know, Tullagh, all the players, you know, are performing to their ability. They know their jobs, they know their roles, and I think, you know, whether De La Salle, you know, try to upset them by withdrawing all their forwards and leaving Fitzgerald, but I think Tullagh were alive to that. As you said, you know, Adam Hogan is doing a man-marking job on Fitzgerald, but anything that he doesn't pick up, Tony Layden is there, and again, you know, his positional sense, he's the last line of defence there. So, you know, De La Salle are going to have to push on players, because, you know, I think Tullagh have their measure at the moment, and again, you know, at this stage, you know, De La Salle, they're withdrawing all the players out the field, which, you know, is leaving Fitzgerald isolated, and I think it's making it that bit handy for her. So I think they'll need to push on someone up beside him to you know, to give him a handout. But I think, you know, Tullagh are really up for the game, and again, they're performing.
And we're speaking, Tommy, a lot about the work rate of the half forward line, but if you watch, particularly when Tony Layden gets the ball here, we'll say around his own 45er, that there's so many runs being made inside. Obviously some of them are there to create space, but like, they're making use of it.
And again, you know, they're not waiting for the ball, they're going looking for the ball, and again, they know that the sweeper is in position, so, you know, the wings and the corners, they have to go down the channel to take the sweeper out of the game, and, you know, so far so good. But I mean, Tullagh are getting that opportunity to, you know, to come out of that defence and bypass that sweeper down the channel. So, as you said, the Tullagh forwards are showing for the ball, they're an outlet the whole time.
And Whittacombe is really directing things. Just watched him after taking that last free, Tommy. The ball had hardly crossed the 13 when he was directing everybody to get in play for the puck out as well. So, like, it's great
sure
to see that kind of communication.
You know, they're all tuned in as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Long puck out resumes the game here, and Adam Hogan picks that ball up, a tackle around the head there. I felt referee decided to let play go on his knees one handed. Hogan strikes that ball away, but it's De La Salle who turn it over and looks to create an attack, but it's only down in the direction again once more of the Tullagh defence, and the man wearing the blue helmet, Tony Layden, drives it back down into the corner. 3 Tullagh defenders going up there to try and mind Colm Cleary, and they've turned that ball over right on the 21 metre or the 45 metre line again. That work rate so evident as Fionn Hickey gets one hand to that ball, goes out over the sideline. line. It'll be a line ball for the men from De La Salle, but no defender is getting to have a clean strike, Tommy, and that then is having the effect of allowing Layden to pick his spot where he feels the ball is going to land.
Yeah,
back,
but it's
there.
A poor quality ball then just going to the forwards because of the work rate of the Tulla forwards, you know, really hunting in pecs and really, really, you know, looking for the ball.
They're doing that again, no Sinéad O'Connor there, just watching this scrum, the little scrum developing as the ball is still there. She won a couple of them around it, trying to pick that one up as Derek Yeo. He does very well indeed to bend his back, rolling up onto the hurley and try and find a little bit of space. Hit with a good shoulder there though from James Aylward. That is enough to get the ball out of his possession, and now De La Salle will have a chance through Paddy Fitzgerald to try and launch a first attack of this second quarter. He's been fouled dead smack bang in the middle of the park. He's going to take the free. The linesman was going to come in to show him where to take it, just gives a thumb, decides he'll save himself the journey all the way in. It's, if you could put a halfway mark on the field here in Mallow, that is exactly where Paddy Fitzgerald is going to take this free. 8 points for St. Joseph's Tulla, 1-2 for De La Salle. Your commentary compliments of Dunlans in Tulla, and no doubt everybody so far of an East Clare and indeed a whole Clare persuasion enjoying this performance from the first time semi-finalist. Pending to take this free, Paddy Fitzgerald, 2 points for him in the opening quarter from the place ball. Distance or angles doesn't seem to make much difference to this young fella, as that ball goes straight between the posts. It's back to a 2 point game. 8 points St. Joseph's, 1-3 De La Salle.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's their first score, I think, you know, since the 5th minute. So, you know, Tulla will on top, and again, you know, took a free, and I think Tulla will probably be quite happy to, you know, to have the freeze out there. And again, Tulla on the attack again, and it's a chance, another chance for Whittycombe.
Yeah, Sean Whittycombe very much fouled outside on the 45 metre line, and if the referee was in any doubt about it, the East Clare crowd in front of us here were reminding him that that certainly was a foul on the man wearing 11, Sean Whittycombe from Tulla. And Tommy, I'd say you probably pass it enough, but what a development that's going on at Dr. Daly Park.
Yeah, again, you know, it is probably befitting the historical and the significance of Dr. Daly Park, and I suppose it was much needed. Now it is there, you know, let's hope that it's utilised a bit more, you know, this, because there was always a great atmosphere in Dr. Daly Park.
And there's a fine atmosphere here in Tulla, or in Mallow as well, as Sean Whittycombe from Tulla puts that ball over the bar to restore a 3 point lead for St. Joseph's. It's 9 points to 1-3 with 19 and a half minutes played. Yeah, that development on the windswept hill in Tulla is certainly worth checking out. If you're passing Dr. Daly Park, get out of the car and have a gawk. When it opens fully, it'll be some development, no doubt about that. Great credit due to all the committee out there for getting that particular one in motion. In motion on the far side of the field at the minute is Fitzgerald for the men from De La Salle. He fist pumps there as he's been fouled. We're having to work very, very hard though, Tommy, for all these chances, aren't they?
They are, yeah. And again, I think, you know, they'll be quite happy to, you know, if there's fouls to be given away, you know, give them away as far away from goals as you can, because we saw what they did. If they break and make an overlap like they did, you know, from the first goal, you know, they have that ability. So I think, you know, Tulla know what they're about. So I think, you know, they'll be making those, how should we call it, those right decisions, the dark arts of hurling.
We'll talk more about that in just a second as we watch Paddy Fitzgerald with the free once more, and the radar hasn't let him down either. It's his fourth of the afternoon. That one came from about 70 yards out, right over on that far sideline. Back to a 2 point game again, 9 points to 1-4. St. Joseph's Tulla leading with 20 minutes played. Puck out from Aaron Shanahan up, they go for it, and just the legs taken out under there from Rory Dobbin. He's been very impressive, Tommy, in that defence so far.
Yeah, big strong guy, you know, he's attacking the ball well and that, and look at, you know, I suppose De La Salle would have been buoyed up by that start, but they would have been rocked back. So, you know, it's a real test of their character now. You know, they're staying in the game, I suppose, with the freeze and Paddy Fitz's accuracy. So, Tulla wouldn't want to be giving away too many frees.
Well, he has this one just on his own 65 metre line. The wind just starting to pick up a little bit. The flags down here by the sideline seem to be blowing at his back as he comes to strike this ball, and it goes straight between the posts once more. That's a fine free taken there by Paddy Fitzgerald, his fifth of the afternoon. As we see as well at that opening water break, that a seller brought in a sub, Connor Tobin from Ballygunner, wearing the number 18 jersey, is in on the field and just watching the referee. Yeah, it looked as if Sam Pinder on that occasion was going to break the line inside, but the referee on the scene, Tommy, said he took too many steps. But again, just that overlap you spoke about, they were in train to create one again.
Yeah, and again, I think, again, you know, the Tulla man, you know, stood him up. He didn't give him that and forced him into overcarrying. So, you know, good defensive work by the Tulla backs. And you just need to settle now, you know, settle down, maybe get a score, keep the scoreboard ticking over. De La Salle relying on freeze to stay in the game. So Tulla just need to get back into the game again.
Free is to be taken on his own 21 metre line by Aaron Shanahan as the smoke bombs reappear here in Mallow. I know you can't get it on your radio, but we can certainly get it in our nostrils here at the back of the stand as we watch that ball going out the far side of the field. And just a little bit, it's kind of a little bit subdued, Tommy, in terms of atmosphere these last couple of minutes. Maybe people are choked by that smoke.
Maybe, but I think De La Salle have got the grips of what Tull are at now, are contesting and competing a lot more, winning a lot of breaks around the midfield now. Tull on the attack again.
But again, Oisín Clún driving down, and for all that is being done by Tony Layden on the opposite side of the field, it looks as if James Aylward has been dropped back now by the De La Salle men to put that defence just locked down a little bit more. I know lockdown is a word we don't want to hear of ever again, particularly after yesterday's announcement, but he's doing a fine job back in the defence so far for the De La Salle men at the moment, who have turned over the ball again from this line ball. It's going to be free again. It's going to be taken on the 65 metre line, and just these opening 6 minutes or so, Tommy, of the second quarter, just kind of a little bit scrappy.
Yeah, and again, you know, it's probably, you know, that water break broke Tuller's momentum, and it's one of the drawbacks of those water breaks. And as another smoke bomb appears, this time it's a blue colour. I think the last colour you would describe it as lilac, would you?
I wasn't looking at it, Tommy. I was too busy trying to look away from it. We can see, well, there is a breeze now in Mallow because it's blowing that smoke right up here in front of us as we watch Paddy Fitzgerald blowing that ball right into the post, but it has gone to the left and wide, and for some reason our view just slightly obscured by that smoke bomb coming up in front of us. But we watch Ronan O'Connor from Fecal putting that ball across the field, looking for the run outside of his opposite midfielder. That man is Derek Yeo from Clooney Quinn, dropping it in around the danger zone. Cleary's lurking around there trying to come on to the break, does well just to back into that once more as he tries to get that ball up onto the hurley. Won't come cleanly for him. Cleary, there's a whole host of players inside trying to pick it up. Looking inside there too is Oisín O'Connor trying to pick that ball up. Umpire goes out. It's going to be a 65 for Tulla, as thankfully that smoke now has blown off away to our left hand side. But Tommy, these Hartley Cup atmospheres, they can be special.
They can be, you know, the colleges, I suppose there's a special atmosphere at the colleges, and it can be distracting, I suppose, in that, because you're looking out to see where it is, and you're in a tight game. You mightn't see it in the smoke, but there's a red one coming now, it's a
every colour of the rainbow here in Mallow this afternoon. But we'll stay concentrating on the play as Sean Whittacombe strolls out to take this 65. His side leading by the minimum, 9 points to 1-5, with 24 and a half minutes played here as we watch the most important thing, Tommy, away at our left hand side. The staff here in Mallow, the most accommodating around the country. The sandwiches, the tea and the biscuits will be ready here very, very shortly.
Yeah, all good hurling, all good GA people. You know, North Cork has always been known for it. So yeah, a great place to come for a match, great atmosphere.
Mighty hospitality as well. And that's a mighty belt of a ball from Sean Whittacombe to find the range once more for the St. Joseph's Tullamin, but it goes slightly to the left and wide.
There's a debate, I think.
Yeah, I thought it went over, Tommy. Yeah. I thought it trailed inside that left hand upright.
They're going having a discussion now, so the referee must have thought that it was over, so he's going to. Good refereeing, I suppose, you know, they're going in and have a discussion about it. I don't think we've any Hawkeye here in Mallow, but yeah, he's going for the flag.
I felt it trailed inside the left hand upright. And good to say the instinct was right as Tulla go into a 2-point lead now, 10 points to 1-5, as the white flag goes up. So we'll wait and
good
see.
Good refereeing, I think. Like, if there was any doubt, you know, he consulted and did the right thing.
So 10 points to 1-5 is the scoreboard now for the men from St. Joseph's Tulla, with 25 and a half minutes played. But De La Salle trying their best to arrest that now once more. Cormac Cantwell putting it all the way across to the substitute here. Connor Tobin does well to break inside to the arc of the D. What a brilliant hook put in. Danger still not clear though, in along to the 21 metre line. And back in numbers come the Fecal men, and it was a Fecal man back there looking forward with Oisín O'Connor on that occasion, and it was a foul on the 21 metre line. Aaron Shanahan very alert inside in the goals. Another sense of danger, Tommy, but in fairness they flooded back effectively.
Yeah, and again they kept their discipline, because Tobin took it on, and you know, he was hooked first and then the ball broke, and the keeper came out, you know, took control of it, and resulted in a free out. Again, a great lift for Tulla and a great reception by the crowd.
Free to be taken by the Tulla goalkeeper, who's also from the Tulla club, Mr. Shanahan, driving it down, but just in the direction of Cormac Cantwell, who's able to take this ball up, and he's been supported by the cornerback Connor Keane. One-handed, the brick flick we'll call it, out to the far side of the field to Sam Pender. Just stepped out over that ball as he tried to pick it up under pressure from Oisín Clún. Did well to get it back into his possession, but the cornerback Keane is still up there as the link man, as another long ranging shot comes in there and goes straight over the bar. It's a fine score from the De La Salle. line, putting it back to a 1 point lead. The latest one coming from the far side of the field, the man wearing the number 13 jersey, the goal scorer Jack Toomey. It's 10 points St. Joseph's, 1-6 De La Salle, 27 minutes played.
Yeah, great score, you know, out on the sideline under real pressure, you know, had the confidence to go for it, and superb score, you know, back into the game again, De La Salle.
Puck out, routine just going a little bit astray on that occasion, as Oisin Clune is under all sorts of pressure over on the far side of the field, and good work, it has to be said, by the De La Salle men on that occasion. Another free now for them, and they'll be pleased, Tommy, with their second quarter reaction, the Waterford crowd.
Yeah, and again, I just think that, you know, they were whipped off their feet there by Tullagh there in a 10-minute spell there, you know, where Tullagh were working hard, they were moving hard, and I think slowly but surely, as I said, since the water break, you know, they've got back in, they've got reorganised, you know, they brought in a sub, so they sensed that there was an issue, so they're back in, and again, this will bring the game maybe to, is it to level? Yeah, it will be if he gets it.
Yeah, he's happy enough with it, trotting away from the far stand sideline. Paddy Fitzgerald with another brilliant free, 6 for him so far in this opening half, 1-7 for De La Salle, 10 points St. Joseph's Tullagh, 28 minutes on the clock. Adam Hogan from Feakle raiding forward, driving that ball inside, laying it off to his clubmate and teammate, and his captain Ronan O'Connor, who puts it straight between the posts. Parity didn't last too long. A good response from the Tullagh men, 11 points to 1-7, they lead with 28 gone.
Yeah, Hogan has that ability to eat up the ground there, went up, did the right thing. Ronan O'Connor made himself available, a great score, great reaction to the De La Salle score. De La Salle on the attack,
flooding forward now once more, but that man Fitzgerald shortens the grip and flicks the wrists and puts it over. It's his first from play, an impressive score from the Ballygunner man. Level pegging once more, 1-8 De La Salle, 11 points St. Joseph's, 28 and a half minutes played. Neither side, Tommy, being allowed to stretch away here.
No, it's kind of opening up now, you know, where the formations are. I think there's a booking for, is it Adam Hogan is being spoken to?
Yeah, there's one of the De La Salle players just receiving treatment on the far side of the field, and a yellow card being flashed there to Adam Hogan. Not sure if the two incidents are linked, but certainly he has made his way into Eamon Stapleton's notebook. Donlan's in Tullagh are commentary sponsors here this afternoon, and they could be getting value for money if we go to extra time. Not quite sure if we'll have our analyst for the whole of extra time though. Tommy, you've an appointment this evening?
Yeah, I'm heading to Knock after, up to Beacon, up to the Connacht Centre of Excellence, up to the Dome for a game at 6 o'clock, so let's hope we can get it done and dusted here.
We'll arrange an old helicopter or something for you, Tommy. We'll stick it down on expenses. We'll get you there, don't worry about that. Puck all taken down in the direction of that Tullagh half forward line, but again, just, and it's notable, Tommy, now that particularly in that area down around between the 45 and 65 where Tullagh were very much on top in the first quarter, it looks as if De La Salle have got to grips with that.
They have, yeah, and again, they have lots of bodies back there, you know, and they're cutting down, they're working harder here, so the supply of the ball isn't the quality it was going in the first quarter. They've come to terms with what Tullagh have brought, and De La Salle on the attack again.
Keane Troy with a mighty belt of ball, one-handed flick away, but only towards the midfielder Cormac Cantwell, who has the easiest of tasks to put it straight between the posts, and just a little bit of communication there, Tom. If the call had come maybe from Tony Layden to let that ball off, he was sweeping in behind. Fionn Ryan batted it down, Cantwell took it up and stuck it over the bar.
Yeah, and again, just as you said, there was two De La Salle players there, and a bit more awareness and a bit of communication, and that could have been effective, but good score for Ballygunner.
Certainly was, as we watched the ball being fouled in the middle of the park there. Referee just spotted something as we look at the scoreboard.
There's a collision there, I'd say, between, is it Pat Fitzgerald and Adam Hogan there. Adam Hogan was in the air, I think, when there was a collision. Nothing malicious there now, but worrying for Tullagh that Hogan is down. He doesn't usually go down. He's made of good stock there. His father, Harty Cup medal winner with St. Flannan's in Innes, and his grandfather is the legendary Fela Murphy from Loughrea in County Galway, so there's good stock there.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully he'll be back up onto his feet, but it's certainly been a dominant enough second quarter here for De La Salle. Remember, at the water break it was St. Joseph's leading by 8 points to 1-2. It's now De La Salle that have turned that around, 1-9 to 10 they lead, so 7 points to 2, Tommy, in this second quarter tells its own story.
Yeah, we spoke about it, you know, that the water break, that Tullagh had all the momentum, you know, they were working hard, they were moving well, and then, that's one of the drawbacks of the water breaks, you know, it stopped the momentum, and I suppose, you know, whatever chance they got, the De La Salle management, you know, made a couple of adjustments and, you know, pointed out, because it's hard to get communication in there, but when you're having for that minute or two, you know, it can be worked anything, so, you know, they'll be quite happy, they've worked their way back into the game.
Sean Whittacombe trying to work them back to just a 1 point deficit, and he does just that. as he lands it straight between the posts. He's been unerring from the frees here in Mallow this afternoon. Let's tot that up. It's 3-3. That's 9 points for the man wearing the number 11 jersey, as the referee has decided to blow the halftime whistle. It's 1 point between the sides. It's Delisal leading. Or no, sorry, looking at the scoreboard, has been corrected. It's level pegging, in fact. 1-9 to 12 points, Tommy. It's been a cracker so far.
Yeah, it is everything we'd hoped it would be, you know. And again, you know, semi-finals can be dour and they can be tactical. And, you know, I think it took a couple of minutes to settle down. You know, Delisal got a great start with that Toomey goal and 2 points from Fitzgerald. But credit to Tullagh, they came thundering back into, you know, up to that water break. Really, really impressive. You know, working hard, you know, lots of movement. And I think, you know, come the water break, you know, Delisal, you know, readdressed anything that needed to be addressed, and they've come thundering back into the game. But still all to play for. You know, I think, you know, they were in the game at halftime. I think Tullagh would have taken it. I think, but, you know, the next quarter coming up here is a big, big quarter.
Certainly is. The Tullagh management team just in a bit of a conflict down here in front of us. Terence Fahey, Tomás Kelly and Aidan Hart. Of course, Terence and Tomás as well involved with the Clare under-20s this year as the sides go in at halftime. Level pegging, Delisal 1-9, St. Joseph's Tullagh 12 points. Much more to come. Do join us shortly. Limerick man, a Cork man, and great to see as well Christopher McCaw from Innisfilan. Mighty GAA family, the McCaws up around Innisfilan. So great to see him as well, and great to see this Hartley Cup semi-final back underway, and even better to see St. Joseph's Tullagh in possession of the ball with their captain Ronan O'Connor driving through. Referee pulls back. It's going to be a free in. Ronan turns around. The overlap had been created, but in fairness to the referee, he'd spotted that the free was been given. Good strong officiating as one O'Connor linked up with the other, but it will be a free straight away for Sean Whittacombe to close to make it level once more. Remember, we corrected that score, 1-9 Delisal, 11 points for St. Joseph's. 31 seconds on the clock, and right between the 45 and 65 metre lines is the man wearing number 11. He is Whittacombe. He's from Tullagh, and he scored another point here in Mallow this afternoon. Level pegging, ideal start, Tommy, set up now for a thriller.
Yeah, and again, I think that was a signal of intent, you know, the O'Connor brothers, you know, one to the other, and then drove at the heart of that Delisal defence and drew the free, and, you know, great, great start. Back to level pegging again at half time. All to play for going into the third quarter.
Ball into this very, very impressive cornerback, Connor Keane, who wants to play everywhere else bar the right hand side of the defence, as he comes up now towards the 45 metre line, threads a little ball through to Sam Pender from Rowan Moore. He has a look at the post, but the ball is going to drop short, and Aaron Shanahan is happy enough to let it go out over his head, Tommy. But early doors, very, very impressed with this number 4 for Delisal.
Yeah, he looks like he's the modern cornerback. You know, he's fit, he's athletic, he's skillful, and he wants to go forward, and he's good use of the ball.
Oisín Clún making good use for it as well, as he links up with Dara Ryan, the cornerback from St. Joseph's Tullagh. He's from the Tullagh club as well. He was fouled just beyond the 45 metre line. It'll be a free, and it's going to be taken back here by Oisín Clún, I think. Yeah, he's going to leave the ball down and take it. We had seen Tony Layden hitting some of them in the first half. He's under the watchful eye of his manager Terence Fahey down here, striking it with the kito, going cross field, dropping it down in the direction of the arc of the D. Up goes the hand, the ball breaks down. O'Connor goes in to try and put on the pressure, and again we're just not letting any clean possession come. Keane, the cornerback, is inside trying to win that ball, and it's Craig O'Keefe who comes away with it, and clearing over his shoulder, but well blocked down once more. Nothing easy being given up here by that inside line for the Tullamen. It's Kieran O'Sullivan coming away with it, going down along the far stand side of the field. The midfielders clash outside. It's Keelan Furlong and Derek Yeo again. No clean possession being won. Ball hasn't travelled no more than 20 yards in these last 15 seconds or so, as we watch and wait and see. All the players just bending their backs, these little bit of rucks that develop on the far side. Still ball, still not skirting clear. A couple of players thought they had it once or twice. Derek Yeo's inside trying to win it. O'Connor's inside around there as well. Still the ball isn't moving. Referee is watching. Tommy mentioned rugby, and now the ball has skirted clear, and it's coming into possession of the Janice Salmon, breaking right through down the heart of the Tullagh defence for fantastic defending. Great stick work back there by the Tullagh men as Clune puts it forward. The hand pass though just a little bit too far ahead of Derek Yeo on that occasion, and now it's been turned over. Referee has spotted a foul. He said it was a little bit of a chop down, I think, there by Derek Yeo. You could see immediately the Delisal Salmon, Tommy, felt the sting of that. Proper high intensity though from these young lads.
Yeah, and again they're going at it Hammond Tong. Just a quick shout out to Liz Weeks, who's listening from the UK. We spoke about all the hurling supporters around East Clare. Well, Liz, I hope you're enjoying the game.
Absolutely, and at the minute we can tell you 3 minutes gone in the second half. It's St. Joseph's 12, De La Salle 1-9, Donlan's in Tullagh, our commentary sponsors as we wait and see the ball to be struck back here by Fitzgerald for the men from De La Salle in Waterford. As we mentioned at the outset, these two sides have already met in the championship. The opening round win for the Waterford side on that occasion by the 2 points that sent Tullagh off down the harder direction, shall we say. They have navigated it into their first ever semi-final here this afternoon as that ball drops in from Fitzgerald. Darren Shanahan's out to have a look at it because it just drops out to the left-hand side and wide, just slightly outside his scoring range. The sides remain level, Tommy, 4 minutes gone, second half.
Yeah, and again, you know, I mean, Tullagh just wouldn't, you know, would just want to watch their discipline, because in fairness to him, you know, he has scored. That was a distance one, you know, he is accurate and that, and you know, the noticeable thing is now that both teams are, you know, really putting the bodies into the middle third. So who can get out of that middle third and maybe get it into their danger zone, the danger men inside will be telling.
Great work outside there from Adam Hogan to block down Conor Keane. They've been two of the standout performers so far in this game, bogging out over the sideline. It'll be a line ball for the De La Salle men, pretty much dead straight between the two 65 metre flags here, under the watchful eye of both managements here in front of us. It's going to be taken by Conor Keane, De La Salle School, De La Salle Club, as he drives this ball, but it gets no more than 7 or 8 yards. And again, as the ball goes out, Terence Fahey is fairly adamant that that was a Tullagh ball as well, he might, but the linesman has indicated it's going to be a line ball for De La Salle. In terms of gaining ground, I'd say they've made about 10 yards, and this time it's going to be left to Keelan Furlong from the Ballygunner Club. As we watch and wait and see, Terence just issuing the instructions down there. He's done a fine job with him, Tommy, and a fine appointment as well to the Clare 20s.
Yeah, and again, you know, I think, I suppose, you know, it's probably, you know, a great that you have three real hurling teachers there, you know, that command great respect, and, you know, joined by the former Galway great Aidan Hart. So, you know, it can only augur well for the development of hurling in the school in Tullagh.
Absolutely, and it's done them well so far. Now at the moment we're just waiting to see Oisin Clune putting in the tackle outside there once more, as the ball hasn't gone past the 65 or 45 metre line in these last couple of moments. Nice little tidy pick up there from Conor Keane to get the hand pass away. Finds on this near side of the field Sam Pender down along the near stand side, and he goes, strikes it off the hurley. That is just gone to the right and wide. If it had gone over, he'd have been robbed of a spectacular score, but the referee spotted the foul. It'll be another free now for Fitzgerald, and a chance for him to shove De La Salle back in front again.
It is, but it's noticeable, Derek, you know, there's a lot of bodies in the middle third, and, you know, it looks like if you look out the physicality, maybe De La Salle are that bit stronger, you know, so if they can break free there, you know, get the ball out of that middle third and going forward, there's lots of space up front. Likewise, you know, at the other end, I'm looking up here, you know, De La Salle have dropped that sweeper onto the D there, so, you know, there's a real battle going on in the middle third, and I think whoever wins that, you know, has a great chance of winning the game.
A little bit of gamesmanship going on at the minute, as the slither for Mr. Fitzgerald just won't come out to him, shall we say, but he's going to take this free now. He's maybe 30 yards out from goal. You can make it 40 with the angle, as he's about 7 or 8 yards in from this near stand sideline, striking in towards the car park end here in Mallow, away to our right hand side from a packed main stand. He's standing over the ball, the man with the red helmet just lining up the left shoulder with the post as he comes to hit this. Has he cut across it adequately? Has he what? That's another fine score from the Ballygunner Clubman, as De La Salle go back out into the lead. 13 points for them when he translated from the 110, and 12 points for the men from St. Joseph's. 7 minutes gone here in the second half. Donlan's in Tullagh, our commentary sponsors. Ball whipped into the middle of the park again now, as Cantwell has a chance to canter forward up towards the 45 metre line. A point for him in the opening half. He gets the hand pass across towards Jack Toomey. Ball just wouldn't come up for him. No nonsense defending there by the Tullagh backs, and you can say that the De La Salle men just tried to take a little bit too much out of it, and then looking down there, Finn Ryan decided enough of that and gets that ball clear, but only in the direction of more. Lovely rob there though from Cullen Cleary. Came from nowhere on the blind side, and suddenly he's off now towards the 45 metre line. His captain is inside him if he wants to play, and he still goes, Cleary up to the 21, and then a collective groan from the crowd and from our commentary team here will tell you that he just dragged the ball to the right hand side. Tommy did all the hard work on his own 65, brilliant dash up the field, but just the finish let him down.
Yeah, great turnover by the Tullagh defence then, and turned defence into attack, and Hickey looked like he had everything done right, but just the accuracy let him down on the attack again.
With Fionn Hickey from O'Callaghan's Mills up to the 45 metre line, he comes, put it into the centre. Command from Bradford, Conor O'Donnell. He's met with a hefty shoulder though, right on the arc of the D, and a loose kind of a tackled in, shall we say, from the Tullagh men, has turned the ball over once more. Little momentum shifters, Tommy, they can be so important.
Yeah, and again, just Tullagh finding it hard, you know, to break free of their players. As I said, I think, you know, believe the De La Salle team are probably that bit stronger physically, so Tullagh will be looking to keep it wide and open.
Talking about wide, that's where Conor Tobin has put that ball from the far side of the field. Puck out for Aaron Shanahan to link up once more with Tony Layden, driving this ball forward. Up they go for a fantastic take in the air by the wing back for De La Salle. His name is Aaron O'Neill. He drives up towards the 65 metre line, plays the lob to the goal scorer Jack Toomey, but he's met with a hefty challenge there from Oisin Clune. Does well to turn the ball over and on his knees picks the ball up and gets it away and gets it here out this near side of the field to Fionn Hickey, half blocked down, tried to do the dinky little pick up but it wouldn't come off for him, and the referee is just going to stop the play because I think one of the he's just holding the helmet there is Sam Pender, referee just stopping the play to allow the treatment to come in for the player. It's Delisal 1-10, 12 points, St. Joseph's, 9 minutes played.
Yeah, and again, right decision by the referee. There's a head injury, albeit, you know, it was totally accidental. I think the Tullagh defender came out to strike it off his left, wheeled around to the right, and I don't think the De La Salle player, you know, was aware of what he was doing, and kind of he walked into that swing. And let's hope that it's you know, nothing serious. You know, he took a knock to the head, I suppose, but I suppose that's the benefit of having the helmet on. But Eamon Stapleton, the right thing, players' welfare is important. I think it'll be an indirect free for Tullagh.
Yeah, just good to see the player back up on his feet, Sam Pinder. A bit of a helmet rattler, that one, shall we say, but thankfully he's back up on his feet. And it's Tony Layden that will take this free just beyond his own 21 metre line. His side trailing by one, almost 10 minutes played here in this second half in Mallow. Lovely pick up outside there by Sean Whittacombe. Tullagh will need him to get directly involved in the play as he swings that one over the shoulder, but it is gone to the right hand side and wide, and it'll be a puck out again for Keane Troy. He decides to go long, landing the ball right down beyond the 65 metre line on the opposite side of the field. His puck outs have been very, very impressive here this afternoon. So too has Conor Tobin since he came into this game, driving forward, trying to get away from Clune on that occasion. Ball goes back to the ground, he still has it in his hand on the back foot as he comes to strike this, tries to get a little no look, hand pass away. Adam Hogan comes in to try and win that challenge with Cormac Cantwell, but it's still De La Salle with the ball, just enjoying a little bit of dominance as a shot comes in there from the man wearing 11, Paddy Fitzgerald, with a classy score. And from all that hard work, De La Salle have now stretched 2 points clear, 111-12. Tommy, 10 played.
Yeah, again, you know, every score is really, really, you know, have to be worked for there. And fairness to Tullagh, the defence stood strong, but they recycled the ball back and, you know, got Paddy Fitzgerald onto the ball and, you know, struck a great score, albeit under pressure. Just slowly but surely, you know, De La Salle are dominating. We look out in front here, you know, Tullagh are finding it hard to get through that middle third, and, you know, De La Salle are that bit stronger, and, you know, there's a real, you know, they're just struggling to get on the ball. And I see Tullagh making a substitution. Evan Max did his warming up, a guy that really made an impressive performance when he came on last week. Again, big and strong, so you know he's going to add his size and no little hurling ability. Played very well the last day when he came on. Probably surprised myself that he didn't start today, but look at, he could be the ace in Tullagh's pack.
Hopefully we watch out there. It's Adam Hogan again who's in the wars, Tommy, but he's back up on his feet, restrapping the helmet. He's a fella that doesn't go back from it.
No. Oh, he glories in it, and while he goes down, he plays the poor soldier there. He'll hop back up again and he'll be flying it in a minute.
Already he's looking for the puck out, and where is it going? Straight into his paw on his own 45. Does well to control it at the second time of asking and splits the play to the far side of the field to Fionn Ryan, who in turn drives it down towards the 21 metre line on the opposite side. Up goes the hands, but just De La Salle starting to win these little breaks now and just starting to get on top, particularly around that half forward line where they Tullamin enjoyed so much dominance in that first half. Whittacombe goes in to win that ball, tries to recycle it back and get it into the hands there of Owen McMahon from Crisheen. He's on the 21 metre line on the far side of the field, just being turned over, and the space, Tommy, that they were getting to operate in just isn't there.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, De La Salle have got the grips with it, and, you know, while they were standing off the Tullagh players, you know, in the first quarter, they're now, you know, getting in on those balls and they're winning those hard balls and those 50-50 balls, and, you know, Tullagh are just finding it hard to get clean possession and, you know, to really threaten that goal. You know, Whittacombe, you know, was on the ball there but crowded out, but De La Salle on the attack again.
Yeah, puck out again, but it's been turned over. Great work by Colin Cleary again as he dashes forward towards the 45 metre line, needs the support to come, and it has, through O'Connor onto the 21, just hasn't the space though, carries the ball into contact, back it comes again to the man wearing 13, Cleary, but the ball just ripped from his grasp as he almost got it away for a shot at the post, and Alex Keane drives forward now for Ballygunner up towards the opposite 65 metre line. De La Salle well, turning defence into attack in the blink of an eye. Great tracking back there by Owen McMahon to put the pressure on, but the referee said the challenge came in from the blind side, a slight little bit of a hook. And you can see Tommy Ventola commit the bodies forward, they're not as quick to get back as they were, and De La Salle making more use of that space.
Yeah, and I think the Tullamore management, you know, not happy with the referee on that occasion. They felt that Ronan O'Connor, you know, was illegally held up there on his way into goal, and you know, as I said, they're running into lots of bodies and traffic in front of that goal, and they're just finding it hard. And again, quick transition from the ball from one end of the field to the other, and it looks like a score at one end for Tullamore. Now, you know, Pat Fitzgerald has a chance to you know, to put, is it 3 points between them?
Yeah, it will be. If he lands it, let's see, is it, it's on its way towards the post. The umpire is running out, but that ball has gone to the right hand side and wide. There remains De La Salle 111. That's 14 points, 12 points for St. Joseph's Tullamore. As again we look out, and I suppose, Tommy, the toll of the effort has been shown here on a couple of players, just a few taking their time to get back onto their feet. Adam Hogan stretching out there, Tomás Kelly coming in to ask him if he's alright. I think the answer was a very definitive "I'm grand." And we look out there as well, is it the full forward for De La Salle, Alex Keane, that's just taking his time to get back to his feet?
Or is it your favourite player today, number 4, the attacking cornerback? No, is
I can see a 4 on his back.
Yeah, I think
know,
it is.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a 1 beside it or not, but the referee and the physio.
No, 14 is beyond, so I'd say it's number 4.
He's in the wars there.
I think when he offloaded that ball, I think that's where I think he came into contact with one of the taller players, but he's probably got a bit shook up, but he'll be back on his feet. He's a lively player. And you know, again, that speed and pace around that middle third, if they can break out of it, you know, they have a breakaway then, as you said.
Midway through this third quarter as it is, and we'll wait for the water break to come. I'd say we can't be too far away, but we'll have plenty injury time as well, I'd imagine, at the end of this game, given the amount of stoppages that we've had. Terence Fahey, hands in the pockets, just going in, barking out a couple of instructions there towards Cullen Cleary, and calm and cool enough customer on the line is Terence, the Highgate native, of course, bringing Brendan Bugler in too as part of his Clare under 20 backroom team, so lads that he knows well. And we're told next week, in fact, I think Thursday evening, the draws for the 20 and minor Munster championships and dates and fixtures and all that to be finalised. So we've loads and loads of action to look forward to at inter-county between this and the next couple of weeks. And now we have a puck out for Keane Troy to launch forward here, or Arden Shanahan rather, to launch forward up towards Colin Cleary. The ball goes in, the challenge coming from Derek Keogh, trying to turn that ball over. Keogh does well to roll that ball up onto the hurley, but again it goes back to the ground. He has to come over here to this near stand sideline. Referee spotted there was a little push in the back. I thought it was 50-50 enough now, to be honest. He could have let it go, and just the bareness, Tommy, of the grass in that occasion.
Yeah, I think there was a slip more than anything else. Now, he was going down on the ball. The referee may have been slightly view impeded on it, but however, the free has been given and it's gone ahead De La Salle on the attack.
It certainly has. It was Fitzgerald that took it quickly down towards Jack Toomey, and he's been pulled back, and Fitzgerald has a short trot to make to come over and win this. Scrappy enough kind of a third quarter, but De La Salle won't mind. They lead by 111 to 12 points, a 2-point lead, 16 and a half minutes gone in the second half. Dunland's in Tulla, our commentary sponsors, Paddy Fitzgerald with the free here just beyond the 45 metre line. He scored one from a similar position just a couple of moments ago. And let's wait and see what he'll do with this one again. Just lining up his left shoulder with the post as he comes and strikes across it. Has he got enough bend on that one? I don't think so. I don't think
he has.
The umpire
waves. I thought it was over myself. No, yeah, but
just inside the left hand upright as we watch that ball going over the bar. 3-point lead for them in from De La Salle.
I think Tullamore want to make that substitution now. I think Evan Maxted coming in.
Yeah, we'll wait and see who'll be making way. Don't see any board in operation here, but thankfully enough, there's 4 neutral umpires.
Now, Oisin Clune was the move the last day. Evan came in at wing back, and Oisin Clune moved forward maybe into a centre forward, centre field role. So he's well accustomed to playing, you know, midfield and forward. So it's it looks like one of the forwards have been withdrawn. Is it Evan? Is it McMahon from Cushing? No.
Yeah, I think that's who it is. We'll just get a right look at him here as he comes off. Gets a little clap on the back there from his manager. It's actually the man that's started as a late addition, Conor O'Donnell from Broadford, has made way. And as we mentioned, Evan Maxted from Clooney Quinn has come in. Ball taken long again, but it's been well marshalled back there by that half back line now from De La Salle. Very much have gotten on top in that key area of the field. And it's Jack Toomey storming down along the far stand sideline as he puts the ball on the stick, strikes it off it. It will be a fabulous score from Wintover. over, but it's just dropped short. And Aaron Shannon has time to look up and deliver it long and back to where it came, dropping it down towards the 45, but it only goes into the waiting arm of the man sweeping back there for De La Salle. And he is James Aylward, comes up towards Cormac Cantwell, works it into the centre now. De La Salle with time and space to do what they like as Aaron O'Neill holds on to that ball. Pádraic Murphy comes forward, drives a nice little stick pass, but just sitting back in the pocket and turning that ball over was O'Connor, but it goes back to the ground again. It was indeed Fionn Hickey on that occasion that turned that ball over, but just the pass was a little bit loose, and the De La Salle men come forward now with Paddy Fitzgerald. Great block put in there straight away by Evan Maxted, but the ball still has to be won. It's Sam Pender who comes onto it, met with two Tullow defenders down there. Can one of them get it up? They can. That man is Fionn Ryan, coming down along the near stand sideline here. It's gone out over for a line ball. 18 coming up on 19 minutes gone, second half. De La Salle won 12, St. Joseph's 12 points, but we know, Tommy, this team won't panic.
No, and again, this is, you know, they've shown it round after round what they're made of, you know, but I think, you know, De La Salle, you know, are keeping it very tight at the back. You can see the Ballygunner influence in it. You know, the players that are from Ballygunner, you know, they're very comfortable on the ball, they're using the ball well, and they're moving around, giving it to the man in the better position.
Little bit of stick work going on outside here as we watch and see where that ball is going to go. It's Adam Hogan who tidies it up and does very well indeed to give it to Dara Ryan. He delivers it long down towards that full forward line as we watch and wait and see. Oh, McMahon has the ball. Was he pulled back? The referee says yes, it'll be a free in. And important now, Tommy, for Whittacombe, I'm sure he will, to tack on the score and just make sure they stay in touch.
Yeah, again, you know, they've been just struggling to get on that ball, you know, and get that ball forward. But this will bring it back down again. They're not going to panic, as you said. There's 3 points in it. This will bring it back to two. And I think, it's always very manageable at two. I think the last day against CBC, they were 6 and 7 down in the second half, so they didn't panic. So, they've been here before.
Whittacombe has been here plenty of times as well as he strikes that ball straight between the posts. The umpire delaying his walk out, shall we say, to pick up the white flag, but he knew that the ball had gone over the bar. Back once more to a 2-point game. De La Salle won 12, St. Joseph's 13 points. 20 minutes gone, second half. What a break call, Tommy.
Yeah, and again, 2-point game, you know, it's all to play for now. And I think, you know, this is, I heard Tomás, or was it Terrence, that have on during the week on Clare FM, that, you know, They took charge of the last water break. You know, they said, you know, laid out what they needed to do. So, you know, they have great confidence in their own ability. You know, I just think, you know, they need to get the scoreboard ticking over, you know, not to panic and go for goals, because that De La Salle defence is standing strong, you know, and they're not going to allow anyone to get past them. So, you know, I think they need to get their shooters on the ball. Maybe Oisin Clune, Whittacombe, Cleary and them. They need to get those on the ball into scoring position, because I think if they try to run the ball through that defence, out of that middle third, you know, De La Salle are the stronger physical team, and, you know, that'll suit them. So I think keep their heads, you know, create the chances, get the shooters on the ball, and not to panic. And I don't think they will.
Breeze just starting to pick up slightly. Don't forget, at 3 o'clock we'll be bringing you live commentary of the Munster Club Camogie final as Scariff O'Gunnell will take on Drumminch. And it looks as if the Tullow men just waiting for that final water / coaching break to finish down here in front of us. Terence Fahey inside giving the last instructions, and as we watch the atmosphere in front of us here now start to grow. It's De La Salle 1-12, that's 15 points, St. Joseph's Tullow 13. The clock is stopped at 20 minutes and 7 seconds, so perhaps the injury time accounted for in this third quarter. We'll wait and see how that transpires. Remember, it was an injury time goal from cornerback Darragh Ryan that saw them through their quarter final tie. So will we have similar drama here this afternoon? We'll have to wait and see. Everybody just making their way back into their various positions. Going back, Tony Layden is going back into the full back line there. We watch Evan Maxted sitting close enough at 6. And we all keep our eyes on the man wearing the number 1 jersey for De La Salle. His name is Keane Troy, driving this puck out long, down past the 65 metre line. Up they go for it. Maxted picks it down, but Fitzgerald is the man that picks it up in a nice reverse pass across the field towards his submate. Connor Tobin takes that ball brilliantly, tries to get inside the cover, tries to get past Ryan, and he puts the ball to the left hand side and wide. Great build up play, but you have to say sticky corner back play too, Tommy, from Fionn Ryan.
Yeah, and I think most importantly kept his discipline and forced him into shooting, you know. And again, but Tobin has been very impressive since he's been introduced.
Ball out the far side again, but it's again the Dennis Almin that have turned it over. Good work though by Ronan O'Connor to put in the little block there and get the ball into his possession. Need that ball to be travelling up the field, and Adam Hogan is doing that with it in his paw, shrugging past the challenge, going to the ground, winning the free right on the 65 metre line. This is Sean Whittacombe Country, hopefully to cut it back to one, but Adam Hogan, Tommy, bursting forward at every opportunity.
Yeah, it's his trademark, and you know, he covers the ground so quick. He's not the biggest player, but you know, when he gets up and that, when he gets up, it's very hard to stop him. And again, you know, I think the referee, yeah, he's gone to the book and he's given a yellow card. So, you know, they know what to do as well. You know, they were prepared to stop that attack out there and let Whittacombe take the free. So, in front of the goals, on the 65, you know, little or no breeze, I suppose. And I'm going to keep my mouth shut now because I don't want to put the hex in him.
We'll do the same thing. We'll just watch the flight of the ball and tell you where it lands. Here comes Whittacombe striking it towards the post. He likes it because he's jogging nonchalantly back in towards that centre forward position. He has split the post once more. Sean Whittacombe brings it back to a 1 point game. It's set up for a grandstand finish in Mallow. Dennis Almin 12, St. Joseph's Tulla 14 points with 22 minutes on the clock. Ball launched long again down towards the 65 metre line, trying to win that ball on this occasion. Out there is Oisin O'Connor trying to put his head down, trying to come on to it, and the ball is there to be won, but it's picked up by centre back for Dennis Al. His name is Pádraic Murphy from the Moonkind Club in County Kilkenny, driving that ball down the far side of the field. Adam Hogan putting in the challenge, so to Oisin Clune, but between them the ball has been fouled. There's going to be a substitution on the far side of the field as well. The Dennis Almin going to ring the changes, but an immediate response from them, Tommy, and good work to win that free.
Yeah, and again, you know, won that ball. You know, they are physically strong, they're coming out of that ruck, so you know, they're going to be driving at that Tulla defence. And again, not the easiest to freeze for Fitzgerald, but you know, inside the 65, about I suppose 48 or 49, you know, it'll be interesting to see now, will he go for it? I'd say he will.
Yeah, he's only about four or five steps in from that far stand sideline, looking towards the post. Just has missed a couple with his last few, so let's see what's he going to do with this one. It's dropping in towards the post. The umpire's coming out, he's waving the hands, and it's gone wide. It remains a 1 point game, 1 point, 14 points with 23 minutes on the clock, second half. Donlan's in Tulla are commentary sponsors. Puck out for the man from Tulla, Aaron Shanahan, driving it long down towards that 65. Now breaks, so crucial, so important. Oisin Clune was up to try and win that ball, it's swept clear, but good work outside there by Mikey McMahon, trying to put it forward. The man from the Mills driving forward now once more as St. Joseph's Tulla. Good darting run outside by Oisin Clune. He jumps as that ball goes straight between the posts. The minute he struck it, he knew it was going over. Let off a little jump and a kick in the air. It's level pegging. It's De La Salle 1-12, St. Joseph's Tulla 15 points, 23 and a half played, Tom.
Yeah, again, you know, came out of the ruck and, you know, had the confidence to go for it, broke the tackle, and, you know, Tulla really rising now. This is their quarter.
All about the next score. Fionn Hickey driving it forward from O'Callaghan's Mills to the far stand sideline. What a score! Fionn Hickey winning the ball on his own 65 metre line with one opening of the shoulders and a big breath. He drove it straight between the posts. Tulla hit the front once more. 16 points to 1-12. 6 plus injury time to go. Let's stay with the play. Referee just spotted a little pull on the jersey. It'll be a free to be taken for the Dennis Almin, but what a couple of minutes for Tulla, Tom.
Yeah, and again, you know, I saw there the teachers left them there at the water break. You know, they came into their own, hundreds of players, and said, you know, this is going to be our quarter, and they've taken it by the scruff of the neck, you know, to go that pint ahead. And you know, they just need now to keep clear heads, keep the simple things, not to be making too many mistakes, but the most of all thing is, you know, really, really work hard.
And they've been doing that. If this is the trademark of a Terence Fahey team, by God, I'm looking forward to watching the Clare Twenties later on this year. And certainly he has instilled a great deal of pride in all throughout the couple of times we've spoken to him in this hearty campaign. He has mentioned grit and determination and that bond between them, and even the way they minded themselves over the Christmas with all the COVID that was around the place, because they knew what was in front of them. Adam Hogan knew what was in front of him there as he broke the ball down for Fionn Ryan to come on to. But again, De La Salle going in, trying to turn it over. Referee's going in to have a little look. I think there's one of the Tulla players down. Is it not one of the De La Salle players down? Referee going in. Didn't seem to indicate a free one way or the other, Tommy, but we'll just watch and wait and see how this pans out.
He has the book out. I think it's Colm Tobin, I think, may have been the receiver of the yellow card. Obviously, you know, There was a lot of bodies around there. Yeah, a yellow card to De La Salle, which will result in a Tulla free out, which will relieve the pressure there. And I can see Aidan Hart, wants them to spread out, because I think Tulla can't mix it with this De La Salle defence. They need to keep it open and keep it wide. Hit the ball into the spaces and ask questions of De La Salle rather than pump it down the middle, where they have that sweeper on the edge of the D there, and don't give him the initiative or the time and luxury of working out that ball to the other end of the field.
At 13 minutes past 2 on the 22nd of January, a Saturday in Mallow, it's St. Joseph's Tulla leading De La Salle by a single point here in this Harty Cup semi-final. 26 minutes on the clock in the second half. It's St. Joseph's 16, it's De La Salle 1-12, and when play resumes it will be a free out for St. Joseph's Tulla. And once again, Tommy, I don't know was he playing the poor soldier or not, but poor old clubmate there, Mr. Hogan, has been in the wars.
Yeah. And you know what, he'd come back and he'd give a smile at you as well into the bargain, or a wink. So he would.
We'll wait and see. Will he be smiling after the full time whistle has blown? It's the free to be taken on the 21 metre line, driving it long down along. We look at Aaron Curtis, I think, is making his entrance on as well for this Tulla team for the closing minutes. Looks like as if the referee has spotted a throw there. It'll be a free in for Tulla, 40 metres or so out from the goals. It was either a throw or a pick off the ground, one of the two. It's irrelevant really, because the free is going to be taken. Sean Whittacombe coming out to have a little trot and trying to break into a sprint, but he's trying to kill the time, Tom.
Yeah, this is all about now. This is game management here. Taking his time, making sure he gets his process right, not to rush it, and just to nail it right. He has it done before, so. And again, we'll watch. Tulla will be keen to reset on the De La Salle puck out, and not to give him the ball back, Andy.
The smoke is making its reappearance here in Mallow as we watch Sean Whittacombe on fire in front of the post for St. Joseph's Tulla. It's gone straight between the posts. They lead by 2 in the closing stages of this Harty Cup semi-final. It's 17 points St. Joseph's, it's 1-12 De La Salle, 2.5 plus the injury time period to go. Puck out goes long down the far stand sideline again. Now De La Salle have it. Is it a case of them needing a green flag to maybe win this game? Are we looking at an extra time situation? Cormac Murphy driving forward right on the arc of the D. He was pulled back. He's urging them all to go forward. Good work outside there as well by Keelan Furlong. It'll be a free in for Paddy Fitzgerald, and this one is very much in a central position. He should be able to put it between the posts. We'll be back to a 1-point game as we watch Aaron Curtis from the Tulla club warming up down along this sideline, but we'll stay with the play for the minute. It's Fitzgerald. It's been a shootout between Fitzgerald and Whittacombe so far, but thankfully from a St. Joseph's perspective, there's the ones with their noses in front at this particular moment. Let's see Fitzgerald striking that ball as well. It was never in doubt, in fairness to a fella of his quality. Sinks it straight between the posts. It's back to a 1-point game. It's St. Joseph's 17 points, it's De La Salle 1-13, and we wait for the puck out to come. It comes short. Adam Hogan, or Tony Layton rather, giving it to Adam Hogan. Now he comes forward and drives it forward up towards rushing full forward line inside. Good work there outside by McNaghan as he takes that ball down, but it's been turned over. Whittacombe wins the break, sweeping it over the right shoulder and pulling it over the bar. Fabulous score. That's the score of the afternoon from Sean Whittacombe. Just stood back, waited for the break to come, Tommy, with one flick of the wrist, put it over the bar. 18 points St. Joseph's, 1-13 De La Salle, and a free to come again for the men from East Clare.
Yeah, they say you make your own luck, but to have the courage to go for that there, with 2 minutes to go, what a response. Fitzgerald brought it back to a 1-point game. That was as good as the score, and the lift they get from that, not alone the point, but the crowd, and again he has a chance again here now to put 2 in it again, three in it again. That'll really ask questions of De La Salle. Will they have time to get 3 points, or will they be forced into go for a goal? But look at, we'll let him take the free.
Sean Whittacombe standing on the 65 metre line, 10 yards in from the far stand sideline, driving the ball towards the post and making the umpire pick up the white flag as they now lead by 3. St. Joseph's 19 points, De La Salle 1-13, and we are about to hit the injury time period. No board in operation, so we're as much in the dark as you are as to the extra time that'll be added on, but we'll keep going until the final whistle is blown by our referee, Eamon Stapleton. It's landing the ball in a around the danger zone now. It's all duck or no dinner from a De La Salle perspective, and everybody back there with the navy Tulla jerseys trying desperately to get their hands on this ball. Aaron Shanahan coming out as well to try and narrow down the angle, and Adam Hogan picks that ball clear, drives towards the 21 metre line, and he fist pumps as the man from Feakle drops the ball to the ground. Fabulous defending, but a fella with a big, big future ahead of him. As good as a point, Tom.
Yeah, you know, look, that's as good as a score, you know. And again, right, Tulla didn't panic. They kept their discipline. I think it's Fionn Ryan that's down inside. Got that all-important flick out of the danger area where Hogan picked it up, ran. I could see him ducking that head. It's one of his trademarks. He buys these frees very cheaply, and the referee on this occasion, you know, bought it. But an inspirational, you know, piece of play at both ends. One from Whittingham taking responsibility, and then Hogan to bring out that ball at the back.
Leighton driving that free clear right down towards the 21 metre line on the De La Salle side of the field. But in fairness to the Waterford men, defending well, big hit put in there, Mike Clune. Ball played back across now for Robin Rory Dobbin to try and come on to. Ball goes to the ground again. Let's see where this one's going to go. Whittacombe's putting in the hurley, trying to pick it up. The ruck developing here in front of us. Who's going to come clear with it? Possession so vital. It's St. Joseph's by 3, 19 points to De La Salle's 1 goal and 13. 31 and a half minutes played here in Mallow as the ball goes to the ground again, coming back, looking to pick it up. It's St. Joseph's Tulla in possession, back towards Finnico. Well blocked down there though by the De La Salle substitute, and Luke Corgan from the Ballycorner club coming forward towards the cornerback Kieran O'Sullivan, and he leaves that ball down. It'll be one last chance for them to take this free. It's been taken,
yeah,
but it's been blocked
up, yeah,
down.
I think it'll be a block there by Derek Hill. Look at, you know, using his experience, you know, slowing it down, you know, for that Tulla defence again. Now the decision is, you know, do they lob it in or do they go for it? I think they're going to go short here and work a goal. Yes, they are
trying to do just that, and it's the midfielder Keelan Furlong putting it in around the mixer. There's going to be five or six hurleys going up for this one. The ball is dropping down. Paddy Fitzgerald has it outside for De La Salle, trying to squirt it clear out to the far side of the field to Rory Dobbin. Can he do anything with it? There's a whole host of bodies inside, but it's St. Joseph's Tulla who are driving clear from the defence and starting up the field, holding on to that ball. Great little feet there from the man wearing 10, Oisin O'Connor. He's been fouled. Well, Tommy, I know you love traditional music and Feakle and the dancing as well. What feet from Oisin O'Connor in a position where he had no space to work with. Just started clear, sold two or three dummies, drove up the field and won a vital
yeah,
free.
But I mean, the defence held strong at the back, didn't concede the free, you know, work it broken out. He has great pace, Oisin, and his older brother Ronan did the right thing. He didn't hit it away right. He drew the free, and you know, Whittingham, the way Whittingham is scoring, this will really, you know, this could be the nail clincher here. This could be the final nail in the coffin here to go four ahead. You know, the clock, we look at it, there's 33 gone. You know, there's no indication yet, I don't think, from the referee to the linesman. The linesman is looking at his watch now, so, you know, and again, this will probably go dead, and I think it's important that Tulla stay alive, and I put the jinx on him.
It goes, well, it did go dead in fairness, but unfortunately from a Tulla perspective, it went wide. It stays a 3-point game. 1-13 De La Salle, 19 points for St. Joseph's. Our clock is telling us 33 and a half minutes played. Referee has spotted a pick on the ground, and it'll be another chance for St. Joseph's Tulla. And well, Colin Cleary thought about taking that one quickly and rightly decided to leave it down on the 65 metre line. Sean Whittacombe will stroll over again to take this free, and it'll be a chance for him to put it in around the mixer again. We're just waiting to hear if there's additional time being announced.
I think in fairness the announcer is saying all the stewards to their position, so we're still in the dark up here. So no board, as we said. Terence is quizzing the linesman, begging him to say that it's up. The clock says it's 30, gone into the 35th minute. This should go dead, hopefully.
Sean Whittacombe driving that ball towards the post. It's not just gone dead, but it's gone over the bar. It's a 4-point lead for St. Joseph's. The referee is trying to get to be, his attention is trying to be drawn there by Terence Fahey. Tulla desperate to make that substitution, but they lead by 4. 20 points for a man from Tulla. 1-13 for De La Salle. 34 and a half played here in Mallow. It's O'Connor, Oisin that is, from Feakle, driving that one goalwards, but it's gone to the right hand side and gone wide. And now that substitution can happen. Everybody jumping up and down. Let's see the referee.
Solo. Just listen to that reaction. Ferdinand from St. Joseph's in Tulla. Not only did they reach their first ever Hurling Cup semi-final, but they've only gone and reached the decider. The fifth Clare club to do it, and the first from East Clare, as we watch scenes of unbridled joy on the field, Tommy, and in the stands. Fabulous stuff from a group of young heroes down there. 20 points to 113. What a victory.
Yeah, I think it's a special group of players, you know. John really, really dug that out there. But again, you know, at the third quarter, at the second water break, the teachers, Terence, Tomás and Aidan, left the players. I saw the players looking into each other's eyes and saying, this is our quarter. And boy, did they come out. You know, first two scores, they kept their discipline, their work rate. And I think they just, you know, in the end, probably outworked, you know, the De La Salle team. They'll be disappointed. They have some fine individual hurlers. But I think it was the collective today. You know, you had... I'm not going to mention players, but you had stalwarts in that defence. Layden, you know, played that sweeper role brilliantly. Hogan drove him on, took on the task of playing Pat Fitzgerald. And again, from up front, then you had Whittingham took on the responsibility of the freeze and play. And, you know, from there on, then I think the rest of them, it was all about work rate, honest work rate. And I think, you know, sometimes the character of a team, people talk about it, but today I think we saw it today here. We saw it the last day, we saw it against Fermoy. Look at, they get their just the rewards today into Hartley Cup. I'm delighted as a past pupil, but more importantly, I think, you know, for East Clare and East Clare Hurling, the Mills, Crosheen, Fecal, Tulla, the Mills, Broadford, right? What that'll do. And I think, you know, the crowd signified today that, you know, they came to see this special group and they didn't disappoint them.
Certainly not into a first ever Hurling Cup final where they will play Ardskull Reach. Tommy, you head for Bacon.
Yeah.
Maybe drop in to knock on the way to say a few prayers for us.
I will, yeah. But I mean, again, you know, I mean, going away with, you know, full of admiration for the teachers, the Tulla, and the school, and most importantly, the supporters. So, first Hurling Cup final. The flares are off again. The smoke bombs are out. Just delighted, and I'm going to make my way up the road now. A very happy man, and hopefully we'll be back here maybe for the final. It could be an Ardskull Reach match, and it could be, you know, it could be very close to home. So, congrats to Tulla today. Commiserations to De La Salle, but what an advertisement for hurling. What an advertisement for the schools. I think both schools could be and should be very proud of the way their players played today. So onwards and upwards and up St. Joseph's.
Well, man, Tommy, summing it up perfectly as the headphones and microphone are thrown off as he races down the steps. He's making sure the phone is in the pocket. It is Tommy Guilfoyle there, our match analyst, and of course Roscommon trainer as well. He's facing now for the Dome in Beacon for their Connacht League final a little bit later on this evening. The blue flares outside in the field for St. Joseph's Tulla as they have defeated De La Salle here in the Hurling Cup semi-final, and I can tell you it will be Ardskull Reach that they'll play in that decider in a couple of weeks' time. All details of that to be confirmed, but it's a Hurling Cup final with a serious Clare flavour. Tulla taking on an Ardskull Reach team where even clubmates would be on opposite sides when all the details for that one are known. Wonderful day here in Mallow.